Hello, I'm back again, Ray, with another podcast episode. What's the date today? It's Sunday the 29th, so we're almost out of 2019, heading very fast now for 2020. So now we've got the Christmas clear-up, haven't we? In the old days, when I was a boy, back in the old days, we had a dustbin. One galvanised steel metal dustbin with a lid that made a lot of noise in the bad weather when the wind blew the lid off and blew it down the street or wherever. No bin liners, no plastic bin liners in those days. Everything just went in the dustbin. Of course, the dustbins used to stink. What people used to do was pour J's fluid. Do you remember that? J's fluid into the dustbin and a bit of water and scrub them all out to try and keep them clean. Because some people didn't bother, so the dustbins would just stink. So after all the unwrapping of presents, the empty bottles, cans and whatever from Christmas, obviously all the dustbins were full up, and there were boxes and paper carrier bags in those days, no plastic again, all beside the dustbin. Because the dustmen then, they used to put the metal bins on their shoulder. They had a leather shoulder pad, and they'd heave it up onto one shoulder and then go and tip it into the dust cart. None of these wheelie bins and bin liners and all that modern stuff. That's when they had to really work. I mean, you had to be pretty fit to be a dustman. Everything went in it, but a lot of people would keep the potato peelings, vegetable peelings and stuff like that. They'd put that onto a compost heap because people grew their own vegetables, runner beans. I remember people would dig the runner bean trench and they'd chuck all the old bits in there, all the sort of compostable type stuff in there, and put carpet in there. Why put carpet in a bean trench, you're wondering? You don't even know what a bean trench is, I bet. It's because it holds water. So you put all this rubbish, all this old food and bits of carpet in the bean trench, and then fill it all in. Then you put your bean sticks in and plant runner bean seeds. And we used to do that at school, didn't we, in a jam jar with blotting paper. Except with these, you put them in the ground, obviously. That's it, job done. Your beans would grow, keep it watered, the carpet would keep the water there. Of course, these days people don't have compost heaps. Well, some do, but very few people grow their own vegetables or grow anything, in fact, in the garden. Not even flowers anymore, which is sad. It's all concrete, isn't it? All paved and a few pots here and there, if you're lucky. And of course, that doesn't help flooding, does it? If you cover everything in concrete, then everywhere's going to flood, which it does. People say, oh, look, all that whole area's flooded there. Well, all the front gardens are no longer front gardens. They're now paved driveways. A lot of the back gardens aren't back gardens anymore. They're paved areas. Anyway, we're getting away from Christmas. Now, the thing is, after Christmas, you know, you clear up all the rubbish. And is it 12 days after Christmas? Then you can take your decorations down. Now, in the old days, again, you got all these paper chains, which you didn't keep. Because, do you remember the last episode I told you about sticking them all together, making the little loops? Well, you don't keep all that lot. I mean, you can't. It would be impossible. It would all screw up and scrunch up. So you just chuck that lot away. The Christmas tree itself, if you were so inclined, you'd buy a tree with roots on, then go and plant it in the garden. And I remember a lot of Christmas trees in the old days, the 50s, the 60s, a lot of Christmas trees growing in people's front gardens. And they dig them up the next year, stick it in the lounge in a bucket, and then plant it again. And some of them you could do this several years, well, obviously until they either didn't like it and died, or they got too big. And that's why, I don't know about now, but that's why there used to be a lot of pretty large Christmas trees, well, fir trees, whatever they are, in people's gardens, because they were the original Christmas trees they bought many, many years ago. The other type you could buy were ones without roots. They were just hacked off at the base and you'd stick that in a bucket. There were no stands to put them in, of course. You had a metal bucket with bricks in it. So you sort of plonk the tree in there, then jam bricks into this metal bucket. Of course, they'd often fall over, which wasn't too good. There was very little plastic in any of the rubbish. I mean, as I said, there was just the one dustbin and the Christmas tree, basically. It was all paper and cardboard. Very little plastic at all, because there were no recycle bins or anything like that, of course. All went in the one bin. And I don't know what they did with it at the tip, at the refuse tip. Did they separate it all? I don't know. Also, I don't believe there are any artificial Christmas trees. There might have been one or two around. I honestly can't remember. Everyone bought a real tree. That was the done thing. And, of course, that's not very good for the ecosystem, I suppose. Mind you, they were planted deliberately to be dug up, weren't they, or cut down, I suppose. But yeah, and pine needles everywhere. Of course, you were finding pine needles on the floor for weeks afterwards, after the tree had gone. They'd get everywhere. You know, they seem to get absolutely everywhere, under carpets, in furniture. Even in the summer, you're finding pine needles everywhere. I think today's problem with plastic waste is, you can see how it's come on. Going back to the 50s and 60s, drinks were in glass bottles or cans. You know, we did have cans there in those days. But mainly, any drinks were in glass bottles. Anything you buy from the shops, it would be in a paper bag, whether it's fruit and veg or whatever, a paper bag, and they'd swing the bag round and twist the two corners and pass it over the counter to you. If you had a carrier bag, it was paper. Everything was paper. I do remember people saying, all the trees, all the forests we're cutting down to, you know, make all this paper was a terrible thing. I do remember people saying that when I was at school. But, of course, you can replace trees. That's easy enough. You know, if you manage forest properly, you can replace the trees. But with plastic, of course, once it's chucked in the sea, well, you can't really get it out again, although they are going to great lengths to do that. Going back to drinks at Christmas, there was, what was there, Baby Sham, Cherry B for the ladies, Advocaat. Do you remember that dreadful stuff? That yellow sort of custard-type egg stuff. Dreadful. I have tried it. It's awful. But the ladies like that. Port and lemon was the old lady's drink, was it? And you know, I love port and lemon. From an early age, I tried a glass of port and lemon. It's just port and lemonade. Port is fortified Portuguese wine, but it's lovely. And people say to me, oh, that's an old lady's drink. What are you drinking that for? Well, when I was a kid, I used to drink Ribena, again, out of a glass bottle. None of this plastic stuff. And I used to look upon that as a child's drink. Ribena was for the kids. I still drink Ribena today, and I know adults that do. What's wrong with that? So this old lady's drink thing is a bit of a nonsense, really. It's like sherry, isn't it? You have a glass of sherry with the vicar. Glass of sherry. I don't like sherry at all. I think all these drinks were labelled, weren't they? I mean, they were, as I say, like Baby Sham and Cherry B were for the ladies. Beer, obviously, was mainly for the men. Then there was wine, of course. But everything in glass bottles, so all that would go into the dustbin. Gin, whiskey, vodka, all that lot, all in glass. Well, they're still in glass bottles, aren't they? I mean, I don't think you'd be pleased to see a bottle of whiskey in a plastic bottle. It would be rather odd. Now, why would it be rather odd? This is the thing, isn't it? Why is that rather odd? How come lemonade is okay in a plastic bottle, but whiskey isn't? Well, there we are. That's another issue. Sorry about that droning. There's an aeroplane going over. I just said, this is the thing. That's what my son's always saying. When we have a chat, and he'll say, now, this is the thing. People say it on the telly. I don't know where that's come from. Now, this is the thing. People also say some think and nothing and everything. And there's no such word. Anyway, let's not get on to that because I'll be ranting and raving. Have you got a couple of hours to spare while I go on about English grammar and syntax? Probably not, so we'll leave that one alone. Going back to packaging, do you know you can buy oranges now in plastic packaging that haven't got skins on? They've been peeled for you, oranges. And someone, I saw it on Twitter the other day, someone put a photo of these oranges, four of them in a plastic packaging thing. And they said, wouldn't it be nice if nature had provided some kind of natural packaging for the oranges, such as peel? So yeah, I thought that was quite funny, actually, to see that. Why do you have to buy oranges that have been peeled for you? I mean, what's wrong with people? Goodness me. And nuts, of course, going back to Christmas. Nuts. None of them had been shelled or whatever it's called, you know, de-shelled, cracked open. Everyone had nutcrackers. And you buy Brazils and walnuts and all this lot in their shells. And you'd sit there at the Christmas table or in your armchair watching the Morecambe and Wise show, or if it goes back earlier, listening to the radio, Billy Cotton Band show, and you'd be crunching your nuts, if you see what I mean. So these days you can get peeled oranges, I mean, grated cheese. People don't need to grate their own cheese anymore. What's happened to people? Goodness me. Is this laziness or something that's come in? And of course, if you've got to grate a load of cheese, it has to be in some sort of bag, which is plastic. You can't put that really in a paper bag because the bag would soak up all the grease, and or so it goes on. So why grate cheese? It seems that a lot of people have to have all the food preparation done for them. I remember sprouts. You know, you'd peel the sprouts for the Christmas dinner. Us kids would sit at a table peeling sprouts, shelling peas. There we are, shelling peas that we'd picked from the garden. You don't shell peas. Listen to that seagull. Goodness me. You don't shell peas these days. If I said to someone, oh, look, I've got a bag full of peas here, they'd look at them and they'd say, well, what's that? You know, if they were in the actual pods. Well, you have to break them open like this, look, and inside there's peas, and then you break them open and put them all into a bowl. They'd say, well, I haven't got time for that. Good grief. I was wrong earlier, wasn't I? It's not there's the thing, here's the thing, isn't it? Yes, people. That's what people say. That's what my son says. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't know. I suppose that's here. This is the point. Here is the point. So things have changed hugely over the years. Christmas dinner, all the preparation. Do you remember the Christmas pudding? I think I mentioned this in the last episode. You know, you wrap it in some old cloth, piece of rag, and you steam it or something, and it would stink the house out. And of course, the turkey, you know, you buy that and, well, it depends how far back you want to go, but you'd have to pluck the thing, cut its head off, pull the middle bits inside out. Oh, let's not go into that. Whereas these days, okay, if it's a family, quite a big family, you buy a whole turkey, but these days people buy, what is it, a crown or a breast or whatever, there's just two of you, not the whole bird, and have that going in the oven for kind of 3 days on gas mark, whatever. So all the vegetables were peeled and prepared yourself. You know, of course, the mums did this. The mothers did all this, and perhaps the eldest daughter. The husband didn't. He didn't do anything. Well, no, that's not quite strictly true. He'd sit by the fire, smoking his pipe and reading a newspaper, or, as I say, later on, watching something on the telly, or going back to the early 50s, perhaps listening to something on the radio. He didn't get involved in the preparation of the meal or any of that. He'd just eat it and then drink too much and go to sleep while Mother cleared up. Things have changed a bit, I think. I'd better not say too much. No, I do my fair share. I do my fair share at home. As I said earlier, a lot of the vegetables were grown at home. You grow them in your garden. So not only would you have to shell your own peas and peel your own sprouts, you'd have to go and pick them first. Now, you didn't get peas in the winter so much in your garden. It was sprouts were the main thing in the winter. I remember those growing in the frost and the snow. You'd have to brush the snow off them to actually pick the sprouts. There were winter veg, there were summer veg and fruit in the summer, of course. And you'd pickle things and store things the correct way. Apples, for example, you'd store in a shed, a cool shed, all separate, not just chucked in a box, all separated properly with newspaper. Yeah, things were very, very different on the food front. These days with the recycle bin and the other bin and the compost stuff, all separated. Even these days now they have garden rubbish things, don't they? So all your garden rubbish, in the old days you'd have a bonfire, whereas now you put it out for the dustman in special garden, at least their paper sacks, the garden ones. Of course, going back to gardens and floods, there's not so much garden rubbish now because it's all paved. You know, there aren't all these trees and bushes to be pruned and cut back and the rest of it, because it's just all concrete. Well, plastic, how about that? Plastic plants in the garden. Would you ever have believed that something like that would happen? You know, these sort of green balls. I don't know what they're supposed to be. What are they, about a foot in diameter? These green balls that people hang outside the front door. What's that meant to be? And sort of funny shaped Christmas tree shaped bushes. They're sort of like dragged out, I don't know, triangular shaped things. Strange. What are they for? And you can see they're plastic. Why replace the real thing with something that looks dreadful? But there we are. Perhaps I'm just old fashioned. I don't know. One thing that didn't happen very much in the early days was all these repeats on the telly. Everything now is a repeat. In fact, I was listening to LBC the other day and the presenter was saying he went through a whole day's thing. Blah, 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 show, repeat. This programme, repeat. That programme, repeat. Of course, back then there weren't so many repeats because there weren't many programmes to repeat. So that was a result. But these days, everything, I don't know, whenever we put on the TV, oh, we've seen this, we've seen that. There are certain things like Midsummer Murders, Poirot, Agatha Christie, Miss Marple, all that lot, that, you know, you can watch them again and again, which is okay. But so much of the stuff is just repeat. Someone said recently on the radio, oh yes, I listen to the radio a lot. They said, do we have to have the same old, you know, Noddy Holder? It's Christmas. Do we have to have these things every year? The same old records. There's Cliff Richard with his Saviour's Day, and there's Paul McCartney with his stuff. It's the same old stuff. And also, of course, what is it? The Fairy Tale of New York or whatever. The Pogues. I like that. Someone was saying that should be banned at Christmas. Well, I don't think so. I quite like that. But I'm just saying, you know, everything, not only TV programmes, music is just repeated, isn't it? Every single Christmas. Things like White Christmas from the very old days, the 50s, the 40s. I suppose that's different. Or is it? I don't know. We need some new stuff. Or do we? On Christmas morning, I said to Alexa, that's set all your Alexas off now, hasn't it? Alexa, sorry. I said, Alexa, play some Christmas carols. I thought that would be nice. Christmas morning, I got the fire going. That was roaring away there, and I thought, this is really Christmassy. So what did this Alexa woman do? She put on some dreadful modern thing, which wasn't a Christmas carol at all. So I said, Alexa, shut up. Do you know you can do that? You don't only have to say, Alexa, stop. You can say, shut up. You can say, Alexa, be quiet. And there are one or two other things I've discovered you can say, but I won't mention that on here. Try it out for yourself, just for fun. So I said, Alexa, traditional Christmas carols. That was a bit of an improvement. I tried to say church carols, and it didn't work really, which is a shame, because I like on Christmas Day especially the proper old carols. Again, perhaps I'm old-fashioned, I don't know. So let's just reiterate as a word. So what we did was grow our food in the garden. Well, not the turkey. Well, some people did. A lot of our neighbours had chickens and bantams. Don't think they had turkeys. So you grow your food in the garden. Peas, sprouts, all the stuff. I remember we had beetroot, we had fruit, we had raspberries, blackcurrants, everything. So you then, for Christmas dinner, you then peel your sprouts. Okay, they're not all in a plastic bag, all done for you, all ready to go in the saucepan. So you peel all the stuff, you prepare it, you grow it, you prepare it, you cook it all, you eat it all. Then there's all the throwing away, which there wasn't, was there? There wasn't any throwing away, really, just paper and cardboard. So what a difference then and now. What a huge difference. Just going back to the dustbin, they weren't that big. I don't know whether you remember the galvanised steel dustbins. They weren't that big. You couldn't get a lot in there. And I don't remember people's dustbins overflowing. We were a family of six. Our dustbin never overflowed. There was plenty of room in there because there wasn't the amount of stuff to throw away in those days, back in the 50s. I mean, these days, people have sacks and sacks and sacks full of stuff. These wheelie bins, some people, if there's a family of four or more, they'll have not just a bin, they'll have several wheelie bins. I've seen them in people's front gardens. They'll have two or three grey bins, which are the ordinary ones. The recycler, the blue ones, they're a bit bigger. We didn't have all this rubbish in the old days. Of course, where does it come from? Mainly plastic, isn't it? Packaging. Everything is plastic. But I do love the oranges, the four oranges in plastic wrap type stuff without their peels. They've been peeled for you. I mean, can you believe it? When I saw that photo, I showed people, family and friends, and everyone said the same thing. Why on earth can't people peel their own oranges? Well, and crack their own nuts, shell their own peas. That's what you did, wasn't it? Shell the peas, that's right. And peel their own Brussels sprouts. Oh, you even buy potatoes these days, can't you? That have been washed. In the old days, you buy a bag of potatoes. They've got mud on them from the field. You don't see mud on potatoes these days. I don't know. I suppose a lot of it is for the better. Because in those days, mothers stayed at home. They had more time to do all this. These days, young mothers, well, any mothers, they're out at work, aren't they? They're out at work, they've got kids, they take the kids to school, they go to their job, they leave in the afternoon, pick the kids up. It's very, very different, everything, not just Christmas, everything. Look at the washing these days. Chuck it into the machine and press the button. Whereas then, I think I said in a previous podcast episode, back in the old days, Monday was wash day, Tuesday was probably drying or ironing day. Now you just throw it in the machine, press the button, chuck it in the tumble dryer, press the button on there, and it's all dried for you. There we are. I won't bore you anymore. Where are we? Oh, just over 20 minutes. I think that's long enough. You'll all be going to sleep. I might have a glass of Stone's ginger wine. Or, that's an old drink again, isn't it? And it's still in a glass bottle. Or later, I might have a glass of port and lemon. How about that? I've got some real ales, but they send me to sleep. So next Sunday, when I speak to you on the next episode, it'll be 2020. What am I going to do New Year's Eve? Now, don't drink too much. I shall probably have a glass of port and lemon. I might even have one bottle of real ale. I might even push the boat out. I shall watch probably Miss Marple or Midsummer Murders on the telly, or Poirot. I like Poirot. How about that? I'm showing my age, aren't I? Good grief. I'm not going clubbing anymore. I remember New Year's Eve in the old days, in my teens. No, that's for another episode. So have a happy New Year, prosperous and mainly healthy New Year. That's the main thing. Don't drink too much New Year's Eve. Have a good time, and I shall see you next Sunday. Thank you for listening as always. Take care. Bye-bye for now.